This is A to Z. An Introduction to Islamic Lifestyle. Today's lesson: Conceit destroys a person's soul and intellect. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The topic we're discussing today is conceit. And we have already known and come to know that this vice is something that is, in a way, more dangerous than many other vices that we may be carrying. Conceit is when somebody has an exaggerated opinion about themselves. They see themselves as someone special, right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran informed us, whatever benefit comes to you, O man, it is from Allah. And whatever misfortune befalls you, it is from yourself. See, if we go back to our belief system, the Islamic belief system, we know it is an established fact that all goodness is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is also an established fact that all evil is created by humans. Our soul and spirit are created in such a way that it has potential to elevate to high spiritual levels, but we hinder its elevation. The Holy Prophet, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said, three things destroy man's spirit. Number one, following his desires. Number two, being greedy. And number three, yes, you guessed it right, it's conceit. Conceit is something that actually destroys our internal system, which is our spirit and our soul. Conceit is an enemy of a believer. So for us to be able to realize that at no point in time we be conceitful and develop this trait of conceit, we have to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more and more and realize that all of the goodness that we and others possess, all that is good out there, is because of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Welcome back, dear listeners. Today we are discussing the topic of conceit and how it destroys a person's soul and intellect. Before the break, we brought for you a verse of Quran and Hadith that highlights the fact that conceit destroys one's soul. Let's talk about the intellect now. Conceit not only destroys a person's soul, it also destroys a person's intellect. The Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali alayhi salam, said, conceit is a sign of deficiency in one's intellect. Imam Ali alayhi salam also said, it is enough for a sign of ignorance to be conceited in knowledge. Brothers and sisters, sometimes we get too focused on performing a good action and be proud of it. According to the scholars of Akhlaq, it is a wrong approach. We have to first check if an action brings conceit in us or not. So if that action is going to bring about conceit in, you know, let's say our spirit and our soul or our intellect, we need to first treat this conceit before we perform that action. We need to first remind ourselves that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who's giving me this opportunity to perform this good deed. I am a no one. I have no strength. I have no power. I have no control, right? Once you know that, okay, you are in a state where you're ready to perform that action, then bismillah, go forward with that action. Imam Ali alayhi salam said in another place, an evil deed which causes sorrow in your spirit is better in Allah's sight than a good action which brings you conceit. See, this is why it's very careful and it's very tricky area where shaitan sometimes brings us to a point where we do a good action, so we become conceitful. What is our duty in the face of this trick of and the trap of shaitan? Our duty is to make sure that we are remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that Allah is the real in charge who has provided me with this opportunity to perform this good action.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.